and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is podcast number 12. For 3 months we've been doing this. My name is Sonia Sophie and I am here with my good friends
Sabine Isaiah,
Christina Sergun Powers,
and Tina Thornton.
Yes, and all of us work in the healing arts, so to speak, and we are going to talk today about compassion. Because that is the seventh principle of living an excuse-free life. So if we want to love our life, we have to live an excuse-free life that allows us to create the life that we love, right? And Dr. Wayne Dyer, we've been going through his seven principles over the last couple of weeks. And Dr. Wayne Dyer says that the seventh principle that brings it all together is compassion. So we are going to talk about compassion today. How has it affected our lives? Are we compassionate? Always? Not enough? Mm-hmm. What's our experience with that? And do we believe and agree with Dr. Wayne Dyer that that is one of the principles that we need to employ to live an excuse-free life?
Can you expound on how he integrates compassion?
Yes, so he integrates compassion in the way that when you want to live an excuse-free life, one of the things that you want to do is make sure that as you're creating it, you're not doing harm to someone else. That's one of the aspects. Number two, being compassionate with yourself, which means you can let go of blaming, shaming, and justifying. And that's a huge one. And also being compassionate toward others just gives you a bigger appreciation of the things that you have and a better way to relate with other people. And therefore, you can shift your paradigm of how you see yourself in the world and what you see your role is in the world. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Yeah, and perfect. Compassion is not to be confused with this emotional state of being. So that some folks feel that if you're compassionate, you're constantly in that, you know, the crying heart phase where everything you see, oh, it just really hits you in the heart and you're constantly crying and you have this feeling like you have to give more than you have. But compassion is really a state of understanding. It's a neutral state of that having empathy. Empathy. So empathy means that you are connected energetically. You have this complete and total understanding and you are detached from your emotional. And now that doesn't mean you're just this like void of emotions. You can, you know, you can have the range of emotions, but it's not, you're not moved by those emotions. You're moved by your compassionate understanding and understanding that human being or that animal's plight. And so how you can clearly think and react and respond to elevate that human, that animal, that situation without this emotionality, which may bring the whole situation crumbling down and may make it worse.
Yes. Right.
So compassion is your center.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it sounds very much like love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
It is love.
Yes.
It is compassion is love and love of yourself. And with love comes unconditional love, which is pretty much that's what it sounds like. You know, loving yourself unconditionally, loving others unconditionally, where there is forgiveness, there is no blame, there's accepting where people are, even if in your head it might not be the right place, but allowing that. Having compassion is allowing people to be where they're at, and that will help them move along to the next level because there's no resistance.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes, great. So compassion also, that letting go of judgments, not making things wrong or not making people wrong, and that liberates not only yourself, but it also liberates that person, the other person, that you're showing compassion to. And that it should be everyone. And that is part of Dr. Wayne Dyer's core message is love is everything. With love, you can do anything. Because love is, for some, they define it as the divine spirit. The divine spirit is love. God is love. You are love. We are love. And what else, where can there be love if there is not compassion. So if I'm seeing people suffering and I feel compassionate, it means that I don't judge them. However, at the same time, like Sergun mentioned, I look for ways to, how can I either help them if the situation permits, or how can I change things in my life and be better in my life to really also shine a light. So this is also about shining your light again, not hiding, and really being as great and as awesome as you can be. And that allows other people who see you to also become that.
Yeah. And this is, you know, just as you have talked before in the nine environments, it's relationship. And it's a relationship, one to ourselves, relationships in our close, you know, family, friends, relationship to the world, to our environment, you know, to our neighborhood. And so it is, there is a challenge in it because it has to be heart-centered led. Mm-hmm. And the head has to follow. So this, in this thinking of it, the head has to be right. You have to be what we call right-minded. You have to be in the right frame of mind. You have to be neutral. Because if the head does this whole back and forth thing and analyzing, and then all of a sudden judging comes in and fear comes in, like, oh, you know, if I do this, and then, so it's got to be heart-centered led, and then the neutral space of the mind.
That's great. There was some years ago, I was on the promenade down at the 3rd Street Promenade, and there was a gentleman, and you know, we've heard the idea that out in California, it's the largest open-air sanitarium. a lot of people that have had, you know, mental health challenges, sometimes they're simply dropped off on the streets to fend for themselves. There happened to be a gentleman out on the street, and he was at a crosswalk. And this is also, the 3rd Street Promenade is a place where people come from all over the world. You'll see hundreds of people milling around and exploring Southern California there. And he started to have an episode. It just happened to be, I was watching him kind of come unglued a bit. And then I watched other people around us. They did go, as you were expressing, to the head. Because when you see that happening and we go to our headspace, it can be very unnerving or frightening. And I see people start to back away, and I start to see a whole cycle of people start to get very fearful of what was happening with this man. And I didn't have the head place. For some reason, I could register what was going on with the heart space. And all I did was just go up beside him, and I held my arm out, and he grabbed my arm. That's all. He grabbed my arm. He totally went calm. He stopped freaking out. I just took him across the street. That was it. And there was no big, and I'm thinking, if we'd have just kept that space of escalating in our head, mm-hmm. we could have involved the police. It could have been this whole event. But we can just even in a moment like that, mm-hmm. and we may not know them, they may not be family, maybe someone that we're crossing paths with at that time, we just take that moment to realize if we're operating from the head, okay, maybe drop down to the heart and take a check there if there's a way that we can be of service without having to go to that place of fear or protection or ego, that it we can do that in the moment with complete strangers.
So that can really help us grow beyond ourselves, our ego, which is one of the things that Dr. Wayne Dyer addresses really, is we have to grow beyond the ego in order to live an excuse-free life, because it's the ego that gives us all the excuses and all the limitations. And so practicing compassion is one of the ways that helps us constantly, like training a muscle, to go beyond that ego, go grow beyond that, lead from the heart, from love, from that divine center that we all have, that we all are, and we aren't anything else if we can set the ego aside at will, right? And we can practice that, and that allows us to be literally bigger than we even thought ourselves we could be. So
Yeah.
You know, what else would allow us to lead an excuse-free life, if not that?
And there's your center needs to be emotionally balanced, because that's always the fear of the analytical group of people. Like, oh, I can't lead with my heart because I can't be this, you know, crying of emotions. And having that compassion is not... It's not being emotionally charged in everything. It's being open, and it's being completely, I get you. I see you. I know what your needs are. And guess what? Right now, in this moment, I can meet your needs, and I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
And then that is, there's a saying, being in another person's world. So what that means is, for a few seconds, shutting down your own world, where you're at with your mind and ego and all that stuff, and going over there in that person's world, and being able to hear and understand what they're going through, not necessarily feel the pain they're feeling, but their experience of the world. How is it occurring to them right now? So that automatically takes you out of your ego. If you're trying to get over there in their world. Now, it's easier said than done. I think that's where the practice is being able to disidentify yourself with your own self and go get over there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So at times that may be doing something that you don't want to do, or agreeing to something that you don't want to agree, after assessing that from a compassionate standpoint, the other person's issue at this moment is the one that has to be tended to before your own. So when you're checking, okay, the reason I don't want to do this is kind of an ego-based reason. And this person here has a real need for me to be there for them, to do something for them, to hug them right now, not freak out and get all, righteous, self-righteous with myself, with the argument that we're having. All those kinds of things. And it's amazing when we can do that, what happens? Because how did you feel after you were able to bring the person across the street and that whole and you walked away? How did you feel inside?
Oh, I felt expansive, and it felt good to be used as a tool in that way. And I thought that it actually, there were so many people around that saw it, that it gave them permission to stop in the future and check in with their hearts and not be fearful. Mm-hmm. You know, it almost created like a group of us that can go forward and act in a particular way, you know, in the future.
Exactly.
And I was just a tool in that process.
Yeah, right. And so it's great. It's good for us to be compassionate. And sometimes we forget that, because in the moment, being compassionate might feel or look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or inconvenient.
But it is our access to joy.
Yes.
It really is our access to joy, and we forget that. That's what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm saying.
It's our access to joy. That is why people who are out there volunteering, make a difference for others, are so much happier and live so much longer than those who are hiding out in their homes.
Exactly.
And not contributing and dealing with their own issues.
Yes.
And again, people who are depressed or are going through difficult times in life, as soon as they come out the door and not contributing to somebody else, those problems start disappearing, and they didn't really need to sit there and analyze their own problems and solve their own problems. All they needed to do is be out there and be compassionate towards others, and things fall in place. Beautiful. It's kind of like magic.
Exactly. Right on.
There's one piece too that if we could mention, because I think that it probably affects a lot of people listening, like it affects all of us. When we grow up, a lot of us come from organized religion. And many of those religions have an idea of, you know, when we don't quite, sin is actually missing your mark. It's not what we've been taught that it is, but it's a Greek archery term that simply means missing your mark. And as a Catholic, when I was brought up Catholic, if I missed my mark, I would have an enormous amount of guilt and the energy that goes to that place of guilt. And one of the most powerful things that happened is being a mom and then realizing when I didn't quite do what I thought I, you know, the best way that I could have shown up for my daughter, Christina, I remember getting to that place where I would beat myself up and I'd feel that guilt. If we can understand that guilt is also a process of the ego. And the guilt, the time that I spend in guilt mm-hmm. about my not quite showing up a certain way, is time that I've taken away from showing up as a powerful mother, mm-hmm. a time of operating from love, and mm-hmm. a time... So getting to the place of having that, cultivating that compassion for yourself, where you release guilt, you release useless emotions that are not going to serve you, but actually impede your process on the planet. You know, I just think that that's really important to look
Beautiful.
At too.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. It's starting with the person in the mirror. So if we want change, want to see change, we start with ourselves. If we want to spread love, we have to start with loving ourselves, being compassionate toward ourselves, because it really is true. When you don't have love and compassion for yourself, you cannot give it fully to someone else. And I did not understand this 20 years ago when I was in my early 20s, late teens. You know, you fall in love with a boy, whatever, and then you think, no, I can love you, whatever. But and then you hear this, well, you can't love someone else until you really love yourself. Over the years, I've began to understand that is really, really true. To really love someone else with all their mm-hmm. edges mm-hmm. And ripples and wrinkles and all that stuff, right? Because that's what love is about. And it's not that being in the moment, two people just got together, they're all high on chemicals, right? Whatever. things are going on in the head and, you know, things going, hormones, whatever. But true love is being there for them when they are showing you their worst side. Mm. And when you can't even accept your own worst sides, how are you going to tolerate someone else's worst sides? Yeah. However, if you are compassionate toward yourself, well, hey, I screw up from time to time. Right now you're screwing up, so it's okay. I understand you. I feel you. I have compassion for you. I know what you're going through. So you just go through that. It's okay. If I can assist you, I will. If not, maybe it's the assistance is I'm leaving the room. Right? Maybe that's the assistance that you need right now. You don't need my energy with yours. And then we can come back together and no harm done to the relationship. And so it starts from feeling that compassion for yourself. I'm a human being. Oh my gosh, I'm going to screw up. You're a human being. You're probably going to do the same.
That said, we don't need to wait to be fully compassionate towards ourselves to put ourselves out there.
No.
Because sometimes that's a reason where we hide. I don't love myself. I'm not enough. So I better hide and stay in my room and not be out. But again, as soon as you get out and you're being with people and you're contributing, then that's an opportunity to really enjoy yourself mm-hmm. because you're mm-hmm. now, you know, giving something.
And when you get in touch with that part of yourself that you didn't think you had.
Yeah.
So it may be just a moment when you're out there in the world mm-hmm. and you have that moment of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
That was your moment mm-hmm. to go, wow, mm-hmm. I do have that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I can get in touch and understand and give. I can also give to myself too.
Right.
It's like a reciprocal thing. No, one does not have to come before the other.
It's all in a circle.
When it starts happening, it elevates you and it elevates everything around you.
So we can live in an upward spiral or in a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. And what we would want, if you want to love your life, and that's why you're here, if you're listening to this podcast, and if you want to live your life now, just start the upward spiral. Just spiral it upward, which means giving and receiving and giving and receiving of, in essence, love, just pure love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will fall into place.
And oddly enough, that is the Kundalini energy. That's the way it moves. It's an upward spiral.
It's an upward spiral. That's why Kundalini yoga makes us always happy.
Here we are.
Right?
We love you.
So with that, it's time for us to go in just a minute here. Does anyone have one last thing to say about compassion?
Compassion is, I mean, what's showing up is being judgment-free.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that could be our access. So when the conversation comes in your head, the ego, having all these judgments, evaluations, standards, ideals, all that, you could just watch it and let it be and allow yourself or other person be where they're at without all that.
And I'm just feeling that it also, it's some way relieving your own stress. When you release the judgments and mm-hmm. you let go of whatever is going on in your head, I'm only speaking personally for what I've experienced. The stress in your body comes way down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because you're going back to your natural state, and your natural state is
peace,
love, compassion, peace, love, compassion, joy, happiness, celebration, all of that. It's all of that. And every time we're not feeling that, we can check in. Whoa, where am I out of balance? And we always have the opportunity, and with a little bit of practice, also the ability to bring ourselves back to that state. And even if that means closing your eyes and taking 3 deep breaths in and 3 breaths out, try it out and you'll be in that place. And everything is great and you can love your life now.
Beautiful. I'm just experiencing that now.
Yeah, I know. Just talking
just
about
from
that.
You
right?
Saying
so
that.
Just when the next time you're not feeling so, you know, just listen to the podcast again. That's why we do these podcasts, by the way, to help you feel good. They make us feel good. So we figure they might make you feel good. And that's what they're intended to do. It's Love Your Life Now. Next week, back with our 13th podcast. So we'll figure something cool for that. I don't know why, but it's just that
kind
of an hour.
Let us know if there's something that comes up for you and you would say, hey, let's talk about this. I want to hear about this. We would love to do that.
Yeah, send us an email. If you want to send an email, you can send an email to coachsonjasophie@gmail.com. That's the word coach. sonjasophie@gmail.com. And you can always go to www.yogaforbalance.org. yogaforbalance.org. And you can, there's a contact button there, so you can contact us through that always. With that, we're out for the week. Have a great week. Love your life now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.